Do spirits or ghosts hang around on that set and you can see them? They can't? No one else can?
Yes. It was absolutely amazing. I cleared the ABC, the old Walt Disney Studios. Actually, I was really looking for Walt Disney. I would have been so fascinated if I had found him. But no, alas, he was nowhere around. But doing the set of Ghost Whisperer, I think you live out there, and I'm sure you're very aware of how this stuff works. These buildings are huge, and the bedrooms, the sets are inside of these huge warehouses. And I was doing the special for E.T., and we had the cameras rolling, and we were walking around. And there were a lot of ghosts, spirits of stunt people, people that were wannabes. They wanted to be an actor when they're alive, and by gosh, they're dead now. They can go anywhere they want. And I walked around the corner of the one set, and it just took my breath away. There was Miss Barbara Stanwyck.
You're kidding.
And I just, I was just so floored that she was standing there. And the producer that had, you know, with the camera, he goes, "What's wrong, Marianne?" I said, "Oh, my gosh," I says. And I could not, you know how you get dumbfounded for a minute? It's a good thing that they, you know, cut and splice these things. And I went, "Victoria Barclay! There's Victoria Barclay!" And he, you know, and all these guys are so young that you produce this stuff. It's this big, huh?
Who's Victoria Barclay? They're probably
saying. The Big Valley, Victoria Barclay. I says, Miss Barbara Stanwyck, Miss Barbara Stanwyck. And oh gosh, she was just, it was absolutely amazing. She just stood there. She had her hand on her hip. She's a bitty little thing. And she looked really good. She was older when she died, but she still looked very, very well. And she just, you know, the lady liked to be in control, and apparently the show was filmed on this set or on these grounds or whatever. And so, you know, convinced her to cross over, and she had such a wonderful career.
You convinced Barbara Stanwyck to come cross over?
I know. I really thought, how can I tell her to begin with? I mean, like, she was actually older than me, you know, when she died, so.
All right, that's a story for our buddy Matt Drudge. Matt, if you're listening down there, this is a great story. Marianne, the Ghostbuster, convinced Barbara Stanwyck to cross over. I like that. Yeah. Marilyn Monroe, any chance of finding her?
No, but I think that James had, as she crossed over, I believe James had did something with Marilyn Monroe, actually. But no, that was like I said, Barbara, Miss Stanwyck was the big one that I found on the set.
That's cool. Now, let's talk about Ghost Whisperer as a program.
Uh-huh.
Like you say, they want to make it a little darker, a little scarier, that sells, that gets television audiences to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have it with that kind of an edge.
Right.
How long does it take when you're watching this? How long does it take to videotape or film an episode?
It's like 42 minutes because of commercials and everything.
Right.
But to get the 42, 44 minutes per each week, it takes approximately 8 days.
Wow.
Yes,
a lot of work, isn't it?
It is. I would have never believed that it would take. I mean, I have been on the set more than once, and it's amazing. Those people work really hard. They truly do. And it's the behind-the-scenes people that are amazing. I mean, if it wasn't for those people, it would never get done, obviously.
No, that's true. Now, someone like Jennifer Love Hewitt, mm-hmm. has she grown to possess any abilities, or is she just a good actress?
She's an excellent actress, but she actually had a ghost in her house. She had two ghosts in her house, actually.
In her Los Angeles house?
Yes, she did.
Or wherever she lives?
Yes, outside of Los Angeles. And the very first time I ever met her, went over to the house, and she actually knew she had a ghost because she would be laying, and she lived alone, and she would be in her bed, and she had like a rheostat switch on her light in her bedroom, and it would go up and go down. Go up and go down, and she'd go, okay, knock it off, stop it. She's so soft-spoken, and they would listen to her.
She's a whisperer.
Yeah. Oh, good. I never thought of that. And
there you go.
So there were two in the house. There was a woman in the house that had been an ex-wife of a previous owner of this house, so she actually was familiar with that name. The woman was a career singer in her heyday, and she sort of poked fun at Jennifer's singing abilities, because Jennifer obviously likes to sing, too. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's how she started her career as a singer.
Okay.
And but she took it, she says, and I bet she, and I would never have said she doesn't like your singing. I would never say something like that. But she says, and I bet she doesn't like my singing either. I said, that's a good bet.
You're biting your lip on that one,
right? The other person that was in her house was a 30-year-old, late 20s, 30-year-old guy that had died in a car-related accident, and apparently, he had gone to the same high school that she went to. And he was always fascinated by her. And now that he was dead, he could figure out. He followed her home from a studio one day.
He stalked her? Ghost stalker?
He did. She did. She had a ghost stalker.
Did that scare her?
It sort of creeped her out a little bit, and again, you know, sometimes I'm put between a rock and a hard place. How much do you say, how much don't you say? You know, you have a husband and wife sitting at the table wanting to know about the ghost in the house, and both of them want to ask the question, like, how much privacy do we have?
Right.
But neither of them really want to know the answer. So it's like, gee, do I tell them or don't I? You know, so sometimes it's hard.
I've always wondered, Marianne, if ghosts are like voyeurs. I mean, do they just
and how easy
hang
it is
around and peek?
Sure, especially when they don't have a body. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And this was the problem with Jennifer's ghost. And I didn't want to say anything. And so she had excused herself and gone to the restroom, and I was there with James. And James said, I got a bad feeling about this guy. Now, remember, he can't see him. And I said, well, he's not giving her a whole lot of privacy. I said, and I don't know if I should tell her or not. And he said, no, don't tell her. It'll probably scare her. I said, okay. So she comes back out of the washroom, and she sits down, and she says, does he watch me when I'm in the shower? And I went, oh, no. And I can't lie to somebody when they just flat out ask it like that. I says, I don't know so much about the shower, but he likes the hot tub.
Did she freak?
She laughed it off. She did it. She was so good-natured about it.